You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Hello.
All right, how you doing?
Good, how are you, Rob?
I'm very well, thank you.
That is right. What we like to hear. What's going on in the world of the Mind Trench?
Eyes. The eyes have it. Now, I'm going to tell you what happened was, I was reading these real interesting articles about eyes, and then I got sidetracked on something that I discovered in that, and then I just forgot about doing the rest of it.
Sick.
So this is going to be interesting.
That's how serious I am, right?
There are about 10 different types of eye designs in the animal kingdom.
All right.
And eyes have evolved independently across animal species approximately 50 times or more. And furthermore, he said, pointing, genetic evidence reveals that eyes can evolve relatively quickly on a geological time scale. That's about like 200,000 years, which is nothing.
Nothing at all.
Really?
I always say that.
So in other words, the eye isn't a problem for evolution. In fact, nature can't stop evolving eyes.
Ooh la la.
Well, there was that little brain amoeba that developed an eye.
What?
It's like a petri dish. And listen, if there's a listener that's listening and is like, what are you talking about? I think there was like a little petri dish of like cells and stuff. This is science communication at its finest.
Cells and stuff in a petri dish.
And an eye developed. And then like there was evidence that it gained consciousness, which new hell state of consciousness just dropped.
Wow.
Get excited.
Brilliant.
Sorry
Thank
to
you.
Interrupt
that,
you, Rob.
No, that padded it out. Keep going. All eyes are incredibly varied and sometimes very bizarre. Just look at a chameleon.
Yeah, their eyes are amazing.
Their eyes work independently and all that. What goes on in the brain? Must have a split-screen brain or something.
Yeah.
But scientists have only recently begun to figure out how eye evolution is able to happen so often in natural history. Basically, eyes are capable of capturing and interpreting wavelengths of light. But for a long period of early life, about 3.7 billion years ago, most creatures were blind, completely blind. Oh. So I imagine they just like bumped into stuff.
Yeah. Just all heads smashing around.
Then about 538 million years ago came the Cambrian explosion.
Oh, that remember that.
Classic.
One of the most
Classic
momentous
Cambrian
periods
explosion.
In the history of life on Earth.
They made some creepy, weird, freaky creatures. Honestly, if you haven't come across it, you should look at what creatures that created.
I can't get past the concept of an eye in a petri dish this morning. That's got some freaky
that's
weirdness to it.
That's got a movie written all over it, actually. I'd never heard of it before.
The Cambrian explosion.
It's very interesting.
When most of the
exactly what it sounded like.
Yeah, first off, I thought something like flew into the earth or something, but it wasn't. It was the explosion of life.
Mm.
They reckon there was a load of extra oxygen turned up. I don't know how it happened.
Yeah. So it's like it's like an abundance of like trees and plants and all the sorts of things. And then everyone was like, oh my god, so much oxygen. What are we gonna do with it all?
We better just
get like evolve. 20 eyes and like freaking six legs.
Now I'm imagining an eye in a petri dish and a biblically accurate angel.
Exactly.
That's what I've got out of this morning.
Well, the first eyes were extremely simple light-sensitive cells, which are a type of a neuron. When a light particle hits them, they change shape, sending nervous impulses down the brain.
Okay.
And so all they could do is detect light, and then all this other stuff happened. But then I got sidetracked with this Cambrian thing because that just blew my mind.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, you are.
Stella's holding up some photos of things that evolved during the Cambrian explosion.
If you're not driving, you should look it up.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a shrimp with loads of eyes and like a trunk.
Yeah,
and
weird little feeder parts.
Yeah, lots of mouths, lots of scales.
Skeletal vibes.
It's pretty cool. It's like if you got a kid to draw a picture of a dinosaur alien, this is what you'd get. Yeah.
Exactly.
I reckon. Anyway, so I got a bit distracted, and afterwards I read it really quickly on the train about how complex our eyes are. Scientists think this is because of a defective mutated gene around 200,000 years ago or something like that.
Or something like that.
Because by that time I got a new market and I had to get my stuff sorted out. But the whole point of when I do this is to get you interested in a subject. That's why I don't complete it, otherwise you don't have to research it yourself.
It'll work for it.
Honestly.
Sounding like my teachers at school
is. But also, do you know why it was called the Cambrian? Why was it Cambrian?
I don't know why it was Cambrian explosion. I'm so sorry.
So I do with cheese or something like that.
If anyone knows.
Brain explosion was next.
5395.
So, eyes, just fantastic.
Fantastic stuff. Do you have a poem for us, Sparta Bollocks?
No, I don't, but I do have a special announcement.
Okay, go on then.
This is a cross...
Actually, do you reckon if I hit the sting, could you deliver it like it's a poem?
I tried and I can't... Nah.
Go on.
Introducing...
Pressure.
The Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Now, you think Plato's Retreat is pretty neat, but just wait till the covers show. It'll make you smile or even send a text in capital letters. That's what's next.
Yeah.
Tiny Dancer, this is Yard Act. Yeah, listen.
That was great. That was freestyle poetry.
On Saturday, we love doing this show, and the reactions we get are absolutely great. And we love text in capital letters because that makes you're really angry, and we like that.
You're either really stoked or really angry.
Yeah.
Either way, the covers show elicits.
Yeah, 7 Saturday.
The covers show elicits very strong vibes. Tune into Plato's this weekend. That was a beautiful poem on the fly. Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you. Don't do that to me again.
Stuff. Count the headlights on the highway. Yeah, some of that.
All right, this is to get you in the headspace for the covers show on Plato's Retreat this weekend, 4 till 7pm, a favoured semi-regular occurrence over on Plato's. Thank you very much to the Barda Bollocks. That was Yard Act's version of Tiny Dancer.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.